So I got real serious. I left my, I don't know, my wife and the children were in the other room. I got back there, and we had an empty bedroom at the time. I got back there on the floor, and I did everything I knew to do. And I tried everything, I said everything, and you know how you try to get comfortable this way, and you move, it hurt worse. You get over it, it hurt worse. And so finally I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, if I were you, and you were me, I'll help you. I said, I'm hurting, man. And you, I said, I know you can help me. what was happening? And he helped, and you know, you want to know the truth? He helped me. But what I'm trying to say, what I want to get across to you, that word wasn't deep in my heart. I had it more in my head. I knew what they said. I heard what they said, but I hadn't spent a lot of time meditating on the word to get them in my heart. I remember another time. we would go to work, and you guys, well, we had five children at the time, and you go to school in the morning, then you got to work in the afternoon. And you go to work, you ready to try to make some money to take care of something. And we go to work, went to work several days, and the house we were working on, supposed to be working on, wasn't ready. Oh, Jesus. So we got back home, and I was confessing that my needs are met. Of course, none of y'all have done this. And I'm confessing, I said, I'm standing on the word. I believe God. I'm making my confession. And I got real serious. I put that Bible down on the floor, and I stepped up on it. I said, Lord, I'm standing on the word. I was trying to work everything I knew. But he didn't say put it on your foot. He said, put it in your heart. So I didn't understand the process, and I'm going through this so I can help you. As long as you play with the word, it's going to work. The word not going to work for you until you get it in your heart. I'm telling you what I know. I remember, you know, every year. And for a few years I did. Every year, just about, you know, you go for your checkup, you know, you go for your regular checkup. They want to give you a flu shot. And I took that flu shot. I took it. Instead of me getting better, I had the worst time with. And I'm not saying you may need to take it now. So I discover, I had the hardest time that year. And so the last few times I go in the office for a checkup, they say, you want the flu shot? I said, no, I don't want it. I already got my flu shot. Now, if you need it, you take it, don't you? You know, if that's what you need to do. But I stopped taking those flu shots. I already got my flu shot. How did I get there? Because, you know, every year, here come, you know, they say, here come the flu. And I didn't have no better sense than to catch it. Now, I know y'all had better sense than that. But, and then I go tell somebody, you know, I done caught that old flu. What you catch it for? I didn't want it, you know. My whole point I want to get across to you today, Bill, you got to, if you want, what kind of world do you want? What are you doing? Are you saying anything, everything that come along? Every kind of symptom come to attack your body or come across your mind and you talking about you got it? I started saying what I wanted. I started saying all of my needs are met. I started saying I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I started saying I'm the well and not the sick. I started saying I'm the healthy and not the sick. I'm the strong and not the weak.
Yes.
You know, you can, something can happen to you just because your body mess up or something happen. Don't start confessing what it's doing. You start saying what you want it to do. I don't get up in the morning and tell my body, well, I'm just going to put up with you because I know you're going to hurt today. No, 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 no. I'm not going to. I said, body, you're going to carry me where I need to go.
Amen.
And I'm going to do what I need to do. And I'm not carrying no pain with you. In you. Amen.
Amen.
I'm talking about framing your world. Hallelujah.
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 Verse 17 said, because their heart, let me go to 18. I didn't finish 17, did I? Because their hearts fail to sink a deep root into the word. They don't endure for long. For when trouble or persecution comes on account of the word, they immediately will wither and fall. They wither and fall away. Listen to this one. The seed that's sown among thorns represent those who hear the word, but they allow the cares of this life and the seduction of wealth and the desires of other things to crowd out and choke the word so that it produce nothing. Some people get so caught up on the cares of this world, how they dress. I was talking to a young man yesterday, and I was at Brother Bo's shop. I was talking to him. I noticed that this young lady brought some parts, and the pants were just threaded from all the way up here, almost down to the cuff. And I noticed he had on a pair of pants and it was just torn all open. I said, when we was a kid, I said, well, you couldn't dare get me to put that on. I said, before I would put it on, mama had to patch it. I said, put a patch on it, we're wet. He said, he laughed. Yeah, because that's what, you know the Bible. I said, yeah, I know they sound like that. I said, but you know, back in the day when I was a kid, you couldn't dare get me to put that on. Now they go tear them up and then they put them on. Rip, spread them up. And people under pressure trying to be like the world and all that, they get so caught up trying to make money and trying to do this. Ain't nothing wrong with making money. You ought to make money. And I hope I know I won't have time to talk about. See, God wants you to make money his way.
Amen.
See, if you make money God's way, it takes the stress out of it.
Amen.
It becomes a joy.
Amen.
And you understand what money's for. But you get caught up trying to keep up and trying to look like the world, you forget about reading, meditating in the word.
All right.
And it chokes the word.
Come on.